Well, welcome to my show, Alistair. You've been to Australia a few times.
Finally.
You've never even visited me in my studio at the radio station, but okay, we won't go there.
Oh, no, that's a lie. I was there once with Quentin, the late Quentin Roth.
But that's before my time. Okay, but
well,
but that's
at the place.
Well, welcome to Kaleidoscope. And look, I know with interviews they go backwards to go forwards. I'm going to go forward first. So I'm going to wind the clock forward first. We're talking Love Lives Here. And I'm just going to go live all at the same time. Want ek is mos 'n vrou en ek kan multitask, yeah? Right. There's my live video happening. And I've even got your pictures on the wall so people can see and we know who we're talking to. Welcome again. What's the time where you are now?
Hello, my sister. It is now, it should be just before 12 midnight.
Okay.
So it is...
About 11:30?
No, it's half past 11, so it's still fine. It's 11:30, yes.
Okay, well, it's 8:30 my time. I'm waking up, you're just about to go to bed. Tell me...
A very good morning to all your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. Tell me, how did we get to Love Lives Here? I know you do lots and lots of music, and here we are at Love Lives Here. And the reason for putting this together, because nobody could make music or live music in South Africa. What's the purpose? Where are we going with this?
The purpose is very simple. You know, artists and musicians, particularly with all the other sectors who have had such tumultuous and hectic experiences with lockdown, it's been a trepidatious road for artists, particularly because they've not been able to work for almost a year. And as much as we've done the online things, etc., it is a matter now of literally embracing the arts and getting them. It's getting artists to be able to work. When you look at the reality of not being able to perform and create opportunities to work, you are not going to earn money. And in the climate that the world is existing at the moment, I wanted to create a show that speaks about the reality of the common human factor.
Yeah.
And that is love, because we all understand that love resides with all of us. Mm. And unless we embrace the arts, we are not going to have arts around for a long time. Because while the world is shut down to save lives, we are losing livelihoods. Mm. And that is the sector of the entertainment world. And I wanted to remind us, as much as it's Valentine's Day, we have to look at how we're coexisting. And that coexistence is through the medium of love. So it's a celebration of humanity. It's a celebration of songs that has navigated through the years with us. And to sit around and go, I care for you through music. That's why we're doing Love Lives Here.
Beautiful. I love the words that you use and just how you articulated that about love. And love and music go together because they all resonate with people no matter what part of the world you are. And at the time we live in...
Absolutely. And
it's just crazy. It's like Christmas. We forget about Christmas and love, but that love is all time. So
absolutely.
I thank you for putting this together because when I saw it, and I see you do lots of stuff, but this one resonated with me because having just lost my mum, and that was a big love that I've lost, but there's still so much other love in our world to give and to share.
Absolutely. And what we all remember is that love is one of those ingredients when music is penned and when it's written by these writers and lyricists, etc. Love is the one thing that is centerpiece to all of that, and music is the common language of all mankind.
Absolutely. And in all of this, Alistair, obviously you can't use all of the musicians, so I see you're using different people, different musicians, which is great because it gives them a chance and that opportunity to be on a platform to help them all. But at the same time, it makes people think about what can be done. I heard you say this more or last night. You posted you can only have 50 people live in the venue, but you can have thousands of people. So for us here in Australia, and that's part of my reason for wanting you to do this interview with me this morning, is to get them involved because, you know, we also, so lekker, we will just go and help and support those people we don't know, but we love their music. The people we do know, we tend to steer back and go, okay, you know, yeah. But we need to support our people who are struggling just like everybody else, and we all need it. So I'm hopeful that today we can lift that ticket sales for you. Can you give us where to find it?
So two things, Gillian. Mm-hmm. As I keep telling people, you know, I've had a very illustrious career, being very blessed by what God has allowed me to do for the last 35 years. And my 8, 9, or 10 trips to Australia has always been so heartwarming and heart-smiling. But our reality at the moment is very, very grim. And I keep saying to people, the shows that we do online is not only for me to do a show.
Yeah.
It is empowering young musicians and artists, as I've always done. But this time, you are actually sustaining them in a real way by contributing $10, which is 100 rand.
Yeah.
$10 to this performance where artists can perform with dignity and where they can actually earn a living and support their families. That's the reality of this.
Absolutely.
So you can get your tickets by going to Quicket. It is www.quicket, that's quicket.co.za, and it is a simple way of getting your ticket. It is so self-explanatory. You go and fill in my name where there's a stave to where it says which show. You fill in my name, All Love Lives Here,
yep.
And it will take you through the motions as to how to. I mean, you've supported it with 5 links and you're now very simple at ease. So
yes.
Thank you to you also for supporting it. We appreciate it. But it's very, very simple to purchase it.
But like you say, if you're not in South Africa and you have a foreign currency exchange, it is so easy and I would say cheap, because for me, I got 5 tickets. It cost me $50. And that's not just because, you know, of the sake of doing it, because I want to support and I know what people are going through, and we're all going through it. No matter if you have the money or not, emotionally you are going through it as well. And just watching Facebook and seeing friends who are, you know, have lost so many loved ones, if this is a little portion of what life can offer them through the music, through love, and it's something that we can share so widely, let's support Alistair, people, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, jump on there right now. It's Quicket. It's so simple, and it's even better than TikiTech or whatever we use to book those other tickets. We'd love to see your support grow for this particular show and make it the first of many where we can actually go and do more. Alistair, this is what's happening now. What else is in the books for, you know, to come for Alistair, and what are you planning?
I can tell you now, Gillian, it's very, very simple. One cannot make any plans at the moment by virtue of what is happening in all our lives.
Mm.
But I don't also want to make plans, because I just want to be guided by what God has installed for me, what he has in store for me. Because, you know, I think one of the greatest opportunities that this has presented, even though it's tumultuous and hectic, it allows us to just come back to our common human decency and go, who do I rely on?
Mm-hmm.
And unless you're relying on God, you have a grave future ahead of you. Unless you are relinquishing your ego, and unless you're going, how can I serve my fellow human being and friend and acquaintance, etc., in a meaningful way, we are going to sit with a very, very grim future. So I don't have any plans in the future, because I can't make plans. I've lost 22 friends up until yesterday.
Mm.
Not acquaintances, 22 friends. And my reality is, I don't know if I'm going to be around next week or the week after or even tomorrow. So so I don't want to make plans. I want to be present in every moment that I'm facing, and every moment that I'm interacting with people, and just be present. And we must also, I have to say, you know, you guys have been very lucky in terms of the waves that has happened there.
Mm.
But we've had 2 hectic waves where people are also in a very, very bad emotional state. You know, being locked in your property for months at an end, which is so abnormal for human beings, and the lack of interaction, and then still not knowing how we're going to navigate through life. And we must allow ourselves to feel the emotions that goes with that. So I don't have plans, but this, as I say, I want to be present in this.
Mm.
I want to do the show on Sunday with every ounce of being present.
Mm.
So let's focus on this show and where I get the embracing love and kindness of the people that I've served in Australia with the many performances. And that's what I'd like to see.
Wonderful. Thank you, Alistair. I love your resilience. like you, many others have had knocks through life, but now whatever life brings us and what life brings you, you have made the best of every situation, and you're still helping others. Thank God for people like you, because you know what? We need more. If we sit back and watch, the world can only get worse. And each one,
yeah,
one at a time, can make a difference. And yeah, thank goodness that you've gone a step further. And I watch you walking on the beach, and my heart for lung can echo that beach come loopy. But you know, it's wonderful to see that there's still those little things in life that we can appreciate. And if it makes a difference to you, it makes a difference to others by sharing it. Alpha Langos of Ni, it does help, and it breaks us back to those very basic
Absolutely.
Things in life. Yeah. So we've
Absolutely.
Got, it's called Love Lives Here. It's Alistair Isabel doing his thing on Sunday, Valentine's. Now, somebody posted last week, oh, do I have to wake up at 1 o'clock? Hello, it is love time, and whatever is happening at that time of the morning, wake up, because it can only get better. Yeah? You agree with me, Alistair?
I will tell... absolutely, but I will tell your listeners also, and those who have supported me over the years, that you don't have to wake up at 1 o'clock. It would be great if you did, so we get the live interaction, but it will be available for a full week. So when you purchase that link for $10, you can watch it umpteen times for a solid week. You can watch it all the time for a solid week. And so it is available from Sunday the 14th until the following Sunday. And you can watch it and watch it all for $10.
Well, there you go. We're going to keep pushing that $10. Thank you for sharing your time with me. This is the first time I've ever made a call like this overseas, international. So yeah, this is... inaugural moments in my life. Although we had
so
some,
now you know how it works.
Exactly. Although we had some technical issues, we got there. I went looking for your music, which there's lots of, and I'm thinking, oh, 1998, the yeah. Overs noch jung dann, and there wasn't any gospel style. But Alistair, look, you've had a wonderful, well, like you say, illustrious musical career and just life in general, coming from a very basic background. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Like most of us have, and you know, it's the fundamental basic kindness that we now need to go back to and reside in. I'm going to send you one of my gospel songs that I recorded a couple of years ago called "Be Still and Know."
Okay.
So I'll send you that. But I implore people, please support this, because you know the days of egos are gone, and all it is about now is to sustainably work and be embraced by those that you've served before, and let me serve you. By the only way I can, and that's through the medium of music.
Beautiful. Does Your Mama Know? Is that a good song to play?
No, that's a Pichita Volt. There's,
for a Sunday morning, I was listening.
Yes.
I'm just putting it out there, the other side of Alistair. You know what I mean?
No. There's Venus and all sorts of other things.
I've played Brilliant Venus already.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do Jabulani.
Yes, that's an okay one.
Okay.
So, but I will send you, but you can hear by the title of that song, Does Your Mama Know?
I'm just asking the question, my friend. You got to laugh in between, because when I listen to that, okay, I'll ask the question, but I won't play it. Even if it's edited, there's nothing makes a difference. Yeah. Alistair, it was lovely spending some time with you this morning, and certainly this is the first of many. And whatever you've got to share with us, please let us know. I'd love to share that with whoever I can, yeah, be it expats or not.
Well, I will. Absolutely, and there's also another show that I'm producing on the 27th of February. It is Sasha Lee Davids. She was the Idols 2009 winner.
Okay.
One of the greatest singers South Africa has ever encountered.
Mm.
And her show is on the 27th of February, but I'm sure that you will have the opportunity to talk to her closer to the time.
Definitely.
But more than that, Gillian, thank you for celebrating South African music incessantly over the years, and it means a lot to me personally, and it would have been yet this year again Bedell Seegers would have brought me over again, but it's not possible. So now you've got to watch me in the comfort of your own home while you have your drinks and snacks and friends over, and in the safety of our home while protocol of COVID-19 is observed.
Definitely. But, you know, it's coming here, it's good. You can do what you like. It's when you go back home or, you know, that 14 days isolation and all that sort of thing. That's crazy. But they don't even want the aeroplane to land. It's so crazy.
Exactly.
Have a good rest. Sleep tight. And stop dreaming about the show. It's all happening now. And we're going to try and make it grow. Wonderful chatting to you.
Thank you, Jillian. I appreciate you. Bless you. And take care and your listeners.
Lovely. Thanks, Alistair. We'll catch you next time. And that was the lovely Alistair Isabel. This is his song. It's called Jabulani. So you can tune in next week while he's doing his live production of Love Lives Here. That is the very poster at the back behind me there. And Quicket is where you can find it. Please go and do, because he's a great entertainer. And I'm sure the people that are performing with him will have the same energy that he has to make that all happen. This is Jabulani by Alistair.
Jabulani.